2012 was in many ways an important year for gay rights. The president came out in favor of gay marriage. Voters legalized it in three more states. And the American Psychiatric Association removed transgender from the category of mental disorders. A lot has changed since Ellen DeGeneres awkwardly came out on her TV sitcom back in 1997.
Why would you think I was gay?
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I just kind of got that vibe.
Vibe? Like a gay vibe? You know, like...
What, like I'm giving off some kind of gay vibration, you know?
Gay! Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres in 1997. NPR's Netta Ulaby turned on the television to see how gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgendered people are being represented culturally today.
The pop culture gay flavor of the minute, white gay dads.
We're having a baby, Bryce.
Like on the show, The New Normal.
You, me, and that kid. Forever.
It's a mini boomlet, says real-life white gay dad Joshua Gamson. As a sociologist, he says pop culture once mainly defined gay men as promiscuous and deviant, not monogamous and devoted to their families.
It does seem like a strong counter-stereotype of how gay men have been portrayed over the last, whatever, 50 years.
This TV trend took off with Modern Family.
We adopted a baby.
Her name is Lily.
Oh, exciting!
Modern Family introduced us to the whole world of gaybies.
That's Max Muchnick. He helped create Will and Grace. His latest show, also gay-themed, was recently canceled. But Muchnick says any show with openly gay characters should reflect people audiences could know in their real lives.
They see that couple in the park, and they see that couple at school with these gaybies, and so it feels right.
And it apparently feels right for a multi-billion-dollar company like CoverGirl to hire Ellen DeGeneres to peddle cosmetics.
Hey, wrinkle face.
That's what people could say if you're still using a liquid foundation.
Or for a leading gay character on a network sitcom to cheerfully crush stereotypes.
Wow.
Like Max, the dumpy bro on the show Happy Endings.
You and I think rollerblades are gay. And I had sex with a dude last night.
Or for a celebrated cable drama to play up a campy subplot about a closeted lesbian teacher in the 1960s.
You would never intentionally expose these little angels to a homosexual, would you?
American Horror Story attracts millions of viewers. It was dreamed up by Ryan Murphy, who's also responsible for the shows The New Normal and Glee. We're going to travel back in time to his own experiences back in the 1960s and 70s.
I was a little sad gay boy growing up in Indiana. And my visions of what were gay were what I saw on TV. Paul Lynde on the Hollywood Squares, who I loved, and Charles Nelson Reilly on the Password shows.
Go, she said my hat looked cheap.
No.
And you know what I said to her? Anyone that would wear those rubies shouldn't throw that word around.
All gay audiences had were signifiers and stereotypes, and they clung to them, says Dave Cohen. He's Max Muchnick's straight collaborator.
Remember this show called Love, Sydney?
We're friends forever.
Ugh, a lot of gay people do. A ridiculously saccharine sitcom where Tony Randall played a wealthy gay man living with a little girl and her mom. But Cohen remembers the character's sexuality as barely even an open secret.
He wasn't gay, he was shy. It was another three-letter word ending in Y. We always say he went to shy bars.
What a staggering sea change when you fast forward to what's on TV today. Glee, arguably the gayest show on network television, models what it's like to be a gay kid and even how to parent one, says Ryan Murphy.
The Kurt dad story on Glee was completely based on the relationship I wished I had had with my father.
I'm gay.
I know.
Really?
I've known since you were three. All you wanted for your birthday was a pair of sensible heels.
Back in the days of Love, Sydney, even a shy character courted controversy. Today, there are so many gay characters, Glee's had to deal with a kind of opposite controversy. Fans complaining vociferously about gay characters not being affectionate enough. His fans, says Ryan Murphy, keep track.
If you're going to show a straight couple kiss, show a gay couple kiss. So that they feel like, okay, there's hope for me, there's a way for me, I'm worthy of that happiness.
Ensuring equality is something television lacks, says Susan Feniger. She's a celebrity chef who often appears on television. She says, if an alien was to come from outer space and learn about gay people just from TV, they'd get a totally false impression.
I think if someone were to come from outer space, they might think that it's only men who are out there that are gay. And you might think that they're all a little bit queenie.
Last fall, Gallup released findings about its largest poll ever about gay Americans. Slightly more women identified as gay than men, and more African Americans, Asians, and Latinos said they were GLBT than whites. So where's that on TV?
Well, actually, there have been a lot of women of color, which has been great.
Trish Bendix runs a website called After Ellen. It tracks lesbian representation on TV. She rattled off at least half a dozen shows with non-white queer female characters. White Collar, The Good Wife, Underemployed on MTV.
Pretty Little Liars has a multiracial lesbian. Grey's Anatomy, Callie is bisexual, and she's also a woman of color. And Santana on Glee.
The problem, says Bendix, is mostly these are exoticized slinky femmes in bit roles.
It's like the other is always going to be the other, and so it's like they will just pile the otherness on the one person.
There's a place where sexual others have long found a natural home on television, on reality shows, all the way back to the very first one. An American Family aired on PBS in 1973. It followed a family over an inadvertently eventful year that included a son coming out. Then the real world. Then Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Suddenly, TV screens swelled with gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender characters on reality shows from The Voice to RuPaul's Drag Race.
Now, the object of this game is to pin these chickens on my face.
Maybe it's because the genre depends absolutely on a sense of authenticity, says Susan Feniger.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
She competed on Top Chef Masters.
My partner now of 15 years, I actually wooed her at one of my restaurants.
Feniger says if you've had to define yourself as different, you end up with a sense of self useful in reality casting.
Reality TV, if you're comfortable in yourself and who you are, then why wouldn't you be openly out, especially now? Being out is hip right now.
Right now, gay representation on TV is seemingly boundless. Winning The Amazing Race, anchoring the news, there's even an entire gay cable channel, Logo. And gay and straight audiences are relishing gay TV villains that not too long ago might have been denounced as offensive caricatures.
Tell me, Mr. Carson, do you think it right a man like that should live and work at Downton?
Take Thomas, the evil gay footman on Downton Abbey. The character once might have been seen as a homophobic stereotype. Now he just blends into an expanding universe. And guess what? It's even bigger than the actual number of gay people in the population. A study by the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation shows 4.4 of characters on TV are gay. That's more than the actual percentage of gay Americans. Gallup says it's 3.3%. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.